2,000 years ago, a schoolteacher named Lucius Orbilius Pupillus identified pushy parents as an occupational hazard in the classrooms of ancient Rome. When the young Mozart helped make prodigies fashionable in the 18th century, many Europeans hothoused their own children in the hope of creating a wunderkind. Today, however, the pressure to make the most of our kids feels all-consuming. We want them to have the best of everything and to be the best at everything. We want them to be artists, academics, and athletes, and to glide through life without hardship, pain, or failure. In its more extreme form, this brand of child-rearing has different names around the world. Helicopter parenting, because mum and dad are always hovering overhead. Hyper-parenting. Scandinavians joke about curling parents who frantically sweep the ice in front of their child. Education mothers devote every waking second to steering their children through the school system in Japan. Yet parents are not the only ones curling, pushing, and helicoptering. Everybody, from the state to the advertising industry, has designs on childhood. In Britain, a task force of parliamentarians recently warned that too many children dream of growing up to be fairy princesses or soccer stars. Their solution? Career advice for five-year-olds. Wherever you look these days, the message is the same. Childhood is too precious to be left to children, and children are too precious to be left alone. All this meddling is forging a new kind of childhood. In the past, the working child toiled in the fields and later in the factories of the Industrial Revolution. The 20th century saw the rise of the free-range child. Now, we have entered the age of the managed child.